Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta. We're talking Houlton football. The Wildcats fall in the season opener against Sabetha last week, 49-20, the final score. And Sabetha, we mentioned, ranked number one in the state with most all their team back from last year. So, Coach, you knew it'd be a big challenge, and you were excited to face a good opponent. I guess, besides, you know, confirming Sabetha's pretty good, what were some of the things that you learned about your team last Friday night?
First of all, Sabetha was really good, and they executed at a very high level, especially for early in the season, but maybe even for late in the season. So their execution gave us a lot of trouble, and they have good football players, and they're well coached. And we're not very smart right now. There's some things that we didn't do that probably would have slowed them down and give us a better chance to compete. But those are things that we're going to have to correct. We're going to have to be a more intelligent football team. And then offensively, I thought we blocked them well, but they threw some schemes at us that we really hadn't prepared well for, and we will be prepared for because we know we're going to see it later in the season. And I thought we did a nice job blocking, but we had a hard time picking up everybody in some of the run-throughs that they had, which hurt us in our consistency.
I wanted to ask you about the offensive backfield. Of course, as we've noted, you know, it's entirely new. But one thing that had to be encouraging, that you saw some big playability. I mean, Jared Abel, an 84-yard touchdown run in the first half, and Edward Shoup had some longer runs. You had Jerome Williams break two longer touchdown runs in the fourth quarter. So do you feel like as the season goes that there's some explosiveness there in the backfield as it develops?
Yeah, I think there's a chance there, and I thought they ran the ball hard the other night. We're going to have to continue to block better, and I think our offensive line is going to give them opportunities, and I think you'll really see our offense grow here in the next few weeks. And as soon as we learn to get a hat on a hat, I think all the pieces are there for us to be pretty good offensively.
A couple other things I noted. One was it seemed like every third down was not so manageable. As I look at my paper, it was 3rd and 7, 3rd and 15, 3rd and 13, 3rd and 11, 3rd and long distance. I'm sure that's something that you feel like got to be better on 1st and 2nd down to put yourself in better situations.
Well, I think their schemes gave us some trouble, and we have to be good on every down. I don't care what down it is. And, you know, I think there was some flashes, some things for us to be excited about offensively when we did things right. We had good production, and you weren't going to run the ball up and down the field on them. You're going to have to eke out first downs, and that takes a lot of consistency for us early in the season.
Were you disappointed in the penalties, 8 of them, I think, for about 80 yards? And it's been a problem the last year or two, but I felt like just talking to you and how preseason had gone, you felt like maybe this team would be a little bit more disciplined. Do you just chalk those penalties up to week one and learning experiences or what?
Well, I think we got a couple kids that don't think very well, and they're going to have to improve that. And that's just part of the process. And there's different things you have to work on every year, and they were dumb mistakes. And you know, I guess they figured out that maybe that hurts the team and not just them. So we're going to have to get that going. And, penalties are going to happen more some nights and some more the other nights. Just the stupid ones are the ones you don't want to have.
Sabetha moving on to week number two as they'll be on the road the next three games. And it's a Big East Jackson County rivalry game this Friday at Royal Valley. We'll break it down with Coach Barta right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta. Houlton at Royal Valley this week, another league game and a kind of a rivalry game as well. And Royal Valley coming off a pretty lopsided loss against a good Jeff West team in week one. So talk about the transition, Coach, of week one to week two. I know with the holiday in there Monday, just how's this week gone as you try to get back up and get ready for Royal Valley?
Well, I don't know if anything's been as planned. You know, we've had the heat schedule and had to do different things, and we've kind of made our way through this week, I guess. So I think we're going to continue to improve, and Royal Valley's going to be a challenge. They're a very big football team, and we're seeing another run-heavy team, and we're just going to have to be smarter this week and play with proper technique and understand the concepts of our defense. And then I think we'll continue to improve on offense this week.
You mentioned another run team, but, of course, they're a little bit different style. The crazy thing is they're more of a style that's similar to your own. So maybe something you feel like the guys should be a little bit more comfortable with here going into week two. And traditionally you've been able to defend Royal Valley pretty well. But what are kind of your thoughts and keys on the defense against Royal Valley here this year?
Well, I think both teams have a pretty good idea what the offense is about and what you try to do. And I think both teams want to improve this week, and it will be a tough game for both teams, and it's going to be a physical game for both teams.
One thing that you showcased a little bit of in week one, I know you worked on it in the Jamboree as well, and that was, you know, a few more different little wrinkles or pass plays, if you will. You converted a reverse pass on the second play of the season last week, completed another pass as well. Do you feel like maybe the offense is going to be just a little more diverse in some of the different guys that you can use in different positions here as this year kind of develops for your offense?
We definitely have guys that can catch the ball, and I think we're continuing to improve in how we pass the ball, and we got several guys that throw the ball pretty well besides our quarterback. So, yeah, we'll try to fit that in there, and if people give us something easy, we're going to take it.
Is there anything to rivalry? Is that anything that you talk about? And of course, there's a pretty long winning streak with Holton against Royal Valley as well, and you don't want to add any stress, I guess, to your players. But as far as, like, you know, a rivalry game or history in this matchup, are those things you address with your team or even talk about during the course of the week leading up to Friday?
Well, you know, they're always going to play well against us, and we're always going to play well against them. There's a lot of crossover in the communities, and but we kind of have the same rivalries as we go through the league, it seems like. We seem to have a lot of rivalries that have been consistent over the year, and this is just one more that we have to move our way through, and we have to be concerned about, you know, gaining an advantage in district and improving as a football team.
One final question and thought for you, Coach. You talked about the things that you've had to face this week, with whether it be the heat or the holiday or whatever, but you also talked about how fun it's been to coach this group in the off season. How do you feel like they've responded since last Friday, not only dealing with the loss, but all the other things that you mentioned? Is this a team that you feel like has bounced back and come hungry to practice here to get better this week?
Yeah, they're just a fun group. They want to be at practice. We had, you know, if we have practice on Monday morning of Labor Day, I think we had one kid missing at practice and because of a family situation, and we had to move practices tonight, and kids showed up for practice, and they want to be together. They enjoy being with each other, and when the chips were down the other night, I thought they really stuck together, and we just, you know, just have a long ways to go to fix some of the things that we need to learn about the game. We're not real knowledgeable about the game of football right now, and I think we can make that better.
Good stuff, Coach. Appreciate it, and good luck Friday night at Royal Valley.
Thank you.
Brooke Sparta, head man for the Wildcats. The Holton Weekly Locker Room Chat's brought to you by Community Health Care System, the Holton Clinic, also by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, and Medical Pharmacy.